Livewire with Jason Moyle.
Hello, my name is Jason Moyle, and joining me on Livewire today, we have Steve Mann, who is, apart from just writing a book, which he's just written, which is Easy Peasy Awesome Pawsom, he's also the founder member of the Institute of Modern Dog Trainers. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Jason? You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Now, very interesting, because you've actually trained 100,000 dogs, but what made you found the Institute of Modern Dog Trainers in the first place?
Yeah, cool. So, I mean, as a kid, I was obsessed with dogs. You know, every kid should be obsessed with dogs. But I was properly obsessed with dogs, and I become a real groupie to the local dog training schools and organically really become an assistant, and then started teaching a class, and then started teaching at other classes, and then set up my own club, and then set up some dog training clubs for other people. And then I started, not by accident, but certainly not by design. People would come to me and start asking, you know, that they wanted to get into dog training, and how, you know, could I teach them to become dog trainers? So it happened organically to a point where we couldn't do anything but kind of make it official, really. But hence the birth of the IMDT, the Institute of Modern Dog Trainers. And, you know, fast forward a couple of decades, and we're the largest education and awarding body for dog trainers and behaviourists in the world. So we've got, I'm personally based in the UK, but we've got registered learning centres in China, in Australia, in South Africa. So yeah, it's a monster, and long may it last.
And are all dog training schools registered under your umbrella, or most of them are?
No, so my company, the IMDT, we train and we accredit people that want to be dog trainers. Once they become members of the IMDT, they go and set up themselves. So it's, you know, I know I don't have any fingers in their pie. They're qualified dog trainers and behaviourists. They're generally self-employed, and they go out and fight the good fight and set up their own dog training schools and home visits and one-to-ones, stay on top of their CPD and their own education. So I don't physically own a dog training school. I own the college that trains the trainers.
Brilliant.
And then set up their own schools.
Now, I'm going to show my age now, but when I was growing up, the dog training was very much on TV. It was Barbara Woodhouse.
God bless her.
Yes.
One for the kids.
It was,
yeah.
Yes, indeed. And how have things developed since Barbara? Because obviously, has dog training changed a lot since then? Or
I mean, I would hope so, but you know, it's like anything, any development, it doesn't go in a straight line, and it's not all or nothing. So, you know, for example, the IMDT, anyone that comes through IMDT courses are very well versed. We're very proud that all the education is very, very thorough, and it's the most up to date scientific learning and evidence based on how animals learn. You know, traditionally, as you refer to back in the olden days, I think a lot of animal training used to be done through punitive methods and under the threat of punishment, and using harsher tools such as choke chains, etc.
Yeah.
I think there's thankfully a huge shift in a more empathetic way to teach dogs. And dog training really, in my opinion, should always be seen as you and the dog, as opposed to you versus the dog.
Yeah.
That being said, there's still lots of grubby, nasty dog training, you know, and using pain in the name of training.
Yeah.
Whether it's for dogs, whether it's for kids, whether it's for adults. And, you know, my ambition is to get rid of that as much as possible, because there's nicer ways to teach, but there's also more effective ways to teach.
Definitely. So when's the best time to start training your dog?
Today. Today is always going to be the best time to start, whether it's a 7-8-week-old puppy, whether it's a 7-8-year-old dog, or anything else in between, or even, you know, much more senior dog.
Yeah.
Dogs like us will do behaviours that pay good dividends. So if a behaviour gets reinforced, we're more likely to do that behaviour again. That's the elevator pitch for positive reinforcement training. And it's absolutely true. So if the dog wants what they're going to get as a reward, then they're going to put every effort in to do the behavior. So it's a nice symbiotic two-way relationship where everyone's a winner.
Yeah. And so you're basically saying that any age for a dog can be trained, basically.
Any age. So, you know, if if the dog can physically do it, if the dog physically knows what you're asking them to do, and if the dog genuinely wants what you're offering as a reinforcer, absolutely the dog will do it. The same as you or I will do a behaviour.
Yeah.
You know, as you say, we're hiding our age, but you know, we go round a granddad's house who's just got a brand new TV, and he'll be, oh, I can't work this remote, I can't work all these buttons. But if the racing is on at 4 p.m. and he wants to watch the horse racing, I'll guarantee he'll work out how to use that remote control, because the motivation will be there because he wants to watch the horse racing, and the reinforcement will be there. He gets his reward once he gets it to work. So, yeah, we all learn the same. Sometimes I think people are keen to put how we would train a dog into a different category as to how we would train a staff member or a child. But there is no difference. It's all the same. We do behaviours that work.
And you've been on TV, you're a regular on The Underdog and Who Let the Dogs Out. So that obviously was a part of from your actual business. So how did you get involved with that?
Really, I was never particularly proactive. It was always, thankfully, that people would, I guess, through recommendations, so researchers or producers of TV shows would contact me. And yeah, once I'd get my foot in the door, they'd never get rid of me. So it's not something that I would proactively go out looking for, although I love doing TV. And we've just released a BBC Maestro course, which is
brilliant.
30 lessons online. That's online teaching. It's only just been released in the last week or so. It looks beautiful. It's 4 hours worth of lessons for anyone with a dog of any age. It comes with a handbook. So if anyone searches BBC Maestro or dog training BBC Maestro, they'll find a course, they'll see all the details. And it's a really, really nice product, because once people buy it, they've got it for life. And dog training is always a work in progress. So the BBC Maestro course, people can refer back to it year on year. And they'll find different little pearls of wisdom, dependent on where they are with their relationship, dependent on where they are with the age of their dog. So that's really nice. And you know, we're talking about the ages of dogs. The reason I did Easy Peasy Awesome Pawsome,
yeah,
is because I wanted to aim a lot of, I wanted to motivate the kids and the children that are living with dogs, that are going to be living with dogs in the future, so they can really take the baton of positive reinforcement, and for the benefit of not only the kids and the family, but also for the benefit of the dogs of the future as well. So yeah, I'm trying to make life better for dogs from every possible angle I can think of.
Do you think kids have a natural affinity with dogs, or children have a natural affinity with dogs?
I honestly don't think any individual has more of an affinity with dogs than anyone else. However, what I do think is there's a lot of things that can get in the way of good communication and of, therefore, good training. Things like ego, pride, authority, yeah, all of this junk. Adults, that's residual junk that adults pick up throughout their life. You should do it because I've told you to. That's, yeah, a nonsense. That's never a way to motivate anyone. So kids will often not come with this ego and will often not come with this pride. And also, kids will come with one secret weapon. They want to play. And you know what? So do dogs. And dog training should be seen as a game. It should be, you know, it's no... Teaching your dog to come back to you, or teaching your dog to walk nicely on the lead, is no more of a trick, or no less of a trick, than teaching spin or roll over or give paw.
Yeah.
It's all just a list of behaviours, and if they're in my interest to do it, I'll do it as the dog. So kids tend to be nice and generous with the treats. Kids like to be nice and generous with the amount of effort that they'll put into play and the duration that they'll put into play. And you know, play, I think Einstein said, play is the highest form of research. And it absolutely is. It's how kids learn about dogs. It's how dogs learn about people. You know, if I had a half hour with any dog now, I'm not going to be looking to be training the dog per se, but I'll definitely be looking to be playing with the dog.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to find out about each other. And that's how we're going to learn we're worth hanging out with each other.
It's like human beings, you know, they need to take time to get to know you, don't they? So you don't suddenly just train them. You've got to get to know them first.
100%. You know, if we remember to when we were kids back at school, the ones that we have fond memories of now, they're not the ones that were the cloakroom monitors or the ones that brought us to school dinner. They're the ones that we used to play with.
Yeah, so what was interesting about dogs, there's so many different breeds. Are there some dogs that are easier to train than others?
No, they all work through the same rule book. So they all do behaviours that get that they find reinforcement as a consequence from. But I think where us humans can slip up is that we try and train every dog the same way. So whereas a Labrador might love to chase a tennis ball, you throw that same tennis ball for a bulldog and the bulldog says, no, you go and get it. You know, so it's not one man's meat is another man's poison. So it's about finding out about that individual dog. It's a study of one. And the thing about, you know, you spoke earlier about the olden days where it was punishment and Barbara Woodhouse with her sits and then she would yank up on the leads.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's going to work with every dog because you're physically putting them in a particular position. The dog's not particularly going to feel happy about it, but you will get them in a position, but at what cost? So dogs will do stuff, do a behavior either to get something good or avoid something bad. I'm not really interested in giving the dogs anything bad. That comes at cost. But what if I'm going to be looking to use reinforcement, if I'm going to be looking to do activities and give the dog stuff that they adore as a consequence for doing the behavior, my first port of call is find out what does that individual dog enjoy.
Okay.
Because if I don't know that, I can't train the dog.
Okay. So tell us a little about what age group is it aimed at, this book?
I wrote it with a view to it could be very, very young children where the parent, you know, in my mind, I could see the parent sat down with the kid and reading it together. You know, that's really important because, you know, training, living with a dog is a team game anyway. But also, you know, I put myself in a position of if I was a 12, 13 year old, what book did I wish I had when I was 12 or 13 that didn't exist? And that was the book that I wanted to write. So really from the age of 4 or 5, right the way through to 13, 14. And what's really lovely is since it's been released, I've had a lot of emails from adults who have bought and read my previous books, and even though they don't have kids or they're not a kid themselves, they still bought Awesome Pawsome to complete the series to date, and they're saying that they found so much benefit and so much nourishment in it as well, because I've dug into things like body language, I've dug into things like just fun activities to do with your dog. You know, it's not always a discipline obedience type thing, it's about spending quality time. For an age range, I'd say 4 to 5 through to 12 to 13. But I would honestly really hope that there's some benefit. If you've got an interest in dogs, there's going to be some benefit and nourishment for you in that book. And it looks beautiful as well. The artist that did the illustrations, the graphics, it's a really nice thing to own.
And what makes a good dog trainer? What kind of emotions and experience and qualities do they need?
I think what makes a good dog trainer, or maybe a bit of an epiphany for me, really, is when I first started, I was so obsessed with getting behaviours. How can I get the dog to do X, Y, and Z? And really, as I've got, hopefully, a bit more mature, I focus more on how the dog feels as opposed to what the dog does. If the dog feels safe, optimistic, loved, then getting behaviours are very, very easy. If the dog feels intimidated or nervous or scared, wary, then behaviors are going to be on thin ice. So I think empathy is certainly very high on a priority. I think training with integrity is very important as well, so we don't go into the murky world of using punishments. I think patience is very important. Tomorrow is always another day, and if your dog's keen to play and train with you tomorrow, then you're going to get there. You know, you can't not get there as long as there's motivation and enthusiasm on both parties. I think integrity, I think patience, and I think empathy, i.e. looking at the world through your dog's eyes, are certainly a good holy trinity to be starting off with. And good waterproofs, pretty damn important.
So the book is available now on all bookshops, in more bookshops and online as well?
It's available, all good bookshops, some bad greengrocers, online, everywhere. You throw a tennis ball, you'll hit the book somewhere.
Okay, and it's called Easy Peasy Awesome Pawsome as well. Have you got a website and social media as well?
Yeah, people will find me if they desire to. So my website is stevemandogtraining.com, and I'm on all the usual socials.
And if someone wants to become a dog trainer as a career, I think we've kind of touched on there what they need, but what kind of skills and experience do they need?
So if anyone's interested in becoming a dog trainer, and I would wholeheartedly encourage them to do so, the best website to look at is all the W's, imdt.uk.com. That's the Institute of Modern Dog Trainers. And from an education point of view, we do 51, 52 different types of courses. So for people that want to study more on puppies or dealing with aggression or teaching groups of people or and everything else in between. So the Institute of Modern Dog Trainers is always definitely going to be the best starting point for anyone that would love a career working and, yeah, having a day-to-day life with dogs.
Okay. And is there any more books on the offing as well after this one?
There is. There's another 6 books in the offing.
Right. You're going to be busy.
So, yeah. I can't be busy, but it's better than working, yeah?
Okay. So is this going to be like a progression onto the next for young adults?
So there's 4 books to date. So there's the first book I wrote was called Easy, well, it's still called Easy Peasy Puppy Squeezy. So that's for anyone with a puppy thinking about getting a puppy or in the first few months of having a puppy. Thankfully, that's number one on Amazon bestseller. I'm really pleased with that. The follow-on book from that is Easy Peasy Doggy Squeezy.
Okay.
This is for anyone with an older dog. Then we've got Easy Peasy Doggy Diary, which is a journal and it's like a workbook for people to work through. It's a year's worth of exercises. Then we've got our kids book, Easy Peasy Awesome Pawsome Dog Training for Kids.
Yep.
And then the next one's to be released. You know what? I'm just going to say, what's this space?
Okay.
But yeah, I'm contracted to do them, so I've got to do them anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, they'll be coming out early next year.
Okay, brilliant. So my book is, the new one is called Easy Peasy Awesome Pawsome, and it is out now. Thanks very much, Steve.
Pleasure to meet you. Thanks, Jason.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.